I do agree that the United States should help the pre-existing citizens. However, what I do disagree with is the manner in which Muslims are being blamed and judged. Let me say the following. There's good and bad in everyone. There are good neighborhoods and there are bad neighborhoods. Just because there's a good neighborhood, that doesn't mean that everyone in that neighborhood is good and vice versa. There are also several other examples that also include religion. The Muslims have been recently blamed and judged for many bad things, but whether you're Christian or not, think about all the following events and names while also asking yourselves, is and has this society always been so perfect and peaceful with regard to the bad things that the Muslims are being blamed and judged for? Furthermore, are all Christians and non-Muslims perfect? 1. The shooters at Columbine High School in Colorado in April 1999. 2. The Oklahoma City bombing in April 1995. 3. The shooter at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Connecticut in December 2012. 4. The shooter at the theater in Aurora, Colorado in July 2012. 5. The murder of actress Sharon Tate and her guest in August 1969. Furthermore, actress Sharon Tate was pregnant at the time of her murder. 6. The assassination of President Kennedy in November 1963. The assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. in April 1968. And the assassination of Medgar Evers in June 1963. 7. The senseless bombing of a Baptist church in Birmingham, Alabama on September 15, 1963. Where 4 innocent little black girls were killed as a result of the bombing. 8. The murders of Viola Liuzzo and Reverend James Reeb in Selma, Alabama in March 1965. A note before we go on to number 9. In regards to the above mentioned numbers 6 and 8, Medgar Evers, President Kennedy, and Reverend James Reeb all served in the U.S. military and were also all college graduates. President Kennedy and Medgar Evers were both also World War II veterans in the U.S. military. Boxing great Muhammad Ali is and has been accused of being a draft dodger and a coward regarding the war in Vietnam. Question. Would society have liked Muhammad Ali any better had he went to Vietnam? Furthermore, would serving in the U.S. military have shielded Muhammad Ali? If so, then why are Medgar Evers, President Kennedy, and Reverend James Reeb all dead? 9. The murders of 4 students at Kent State University in May 1970. 10. The murder of Emmett Till in August 1955. In 1994, O.J. Simpson was accused and found not guilty of murdering his ex-wife. Many people feel that O.J. Simpson had gotten away with murder, but all the killers of Emmett Till were acquitted and then bragged and then sold their story to a magazine. No one has ever been brought to justice and held accountable for the murder of Emmett Till. Something else to think about. In September 1953, Bobby Greenleaf Jr. was kidnapped from his school in Missouri and then murdered. In August 1955, Emmett Till was kidnapped and then murdered. The killers of Bobby Greenleaf Jr. were sentenced to die in the gas chamber. The killers of Emmett Till were acquitted and then walked free. Think about who received justice between Emmett Till and Bobby Greenleaf Jr. In regards to the murder of O.J. Simpson's ex-wife, it's sad and unfortunate in the manner in which she died. However, she is one woman among several women across this nation that has been violently murdered, past and present, whether it may have been over a bad relationship, money, drugs, or what have you. And sadly, many of these cases have went unsolved, unreported, and unprosecuted because of various reasons and politics. 11. The Boston Marathon bombing in April 2013. Furthermore, Rolling Stone magazine put the bombing suspect's photo on the front cover of Rolling Stone magazine that same year in 2013. 12. David Koresh in Waco, Texas, where he and all of his religious followers burned in their religious mansion in April 1993. 13. Do the names John Dillinger, Al Capone, Mar Barker, Machine Gun Kelly, Pretty Boy Floyd, Babyface Nelson, Ted Bundy, Jeffrey Dahmer, as well as Bonnie and Clyde all sound familiar? 14. The Zodiac Killer that killed in the San Francisco area from the 1966 timeline forward and has never been caught. 15. Further food for thought. During as well as prior to the mid-1970s timeline, American women who had no ties nor connection to the Muslim religion were often treated as second-class citizens by many American men who were not Muslims. Not all American men in society are or were guilty of the following treatments towards women that included and was not just limited to unequal pay and unequal treatment on jobs, rape, mental abuse, domestic violence, and not being able to purchase property without their husband consenting or signing with her if she was legally married. It's true. These kinds of treatments towards women did happen in this society, and sadly, many of the above-mentioned treatments are still happening to American women to this very day. 16. The Prohibition Era from 1920 through 1933. 17. Lynching in this society was legal up until the year 1950. Sadly, there were many people that were falsely accused, tried, and lynched for crimes and for actions that they didn't commit. 18. Interracial marriages were illegal in many parts of this society prior to the year 1970. 19. The assassination of John Lennon in December 1980. Think about when John Lennon was criticized in 1966 for saying that the Beatles were more popular than Jesus. Many people got upset and destroyed their Beatles records and related items. Many radio stations even stopped playing Beatles songs. I don't agree with John Lennon saying that the Beatles were more popular than Jesus. However, taking in view of all the above mentioned numbers 1 through 18, including the note, did this society really have any right to criticize John Lennon with a "I'm more holier than thou" attitude for what he said in 1966? During the 1966 timeline and prior, there were also segregated churches in this society. 20. The attempted assassination of President Reagan in 1981. Were any of the above-mentioned events and names associated with Muslims or with the Muslim religion? Boxing great Muhammad Ali and basketball great Kareem Abdul-Jabbar are both Muslims. Question. This society doesn't and has never had any issues whatsoever concerning domestic violence, rape, nor child abuse? Think about all of this before you judge. I do agree that the United States should help the pre-existing citizens first as far as economics, health, education, food, and shelter.